In Jesus' name. Almighty Father, we bless your holy name. We thank you once again for the opportunity to be here this morning. Lord and our God, we ask that you accept our thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Father, even as we are about to go into your word, you are the great teacher. We ask, O Lord, that the Holy Spirit will teach us this morning, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God Almighty, because none of this word will stand against us on that day, O Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Yeah. This morning we'll be looking at Jesus, our example of teaching. Jesus, our example of teaching. If we look at our bulletin, it says, in Jesus' parting word to his disciples, he told them to go and make disciples of what does that involve. The scripture explained, baptizing people and teaching them to observe all that Jesus has commanded them. You know, parting word is very important. You know, if anyone is living somewhere, or even when people that are dying, you know, their last word is really very important. So that is why, as Christian, as Jesus follower, we should not take Matthew 28, 18 to 19 lightly. You know, that is the instruction Jesus left with us. We have to work towards it and ask God for the grace to do that one, because, you know, he has given us the grace to do everything, to disciple people into the kingdom of Jesus. So let's quickly open our Bible to Matthew 28, 18 to 20. We quickly remind ourselves, and we take it home and meditate upon it and ask God where we have not been doing well, that God should enable us and give us the grace so that we'll be able to measure up to standard. Praise the Lord. The Bible is telling us this morning that we should make and do what? Of all nations, that he will be with us. So we don't have any excuse, because that is his promise. And you know, when he promised us something, he will carry through. He will stand by it. So we have to make decision and think about it. That's why I said we should go home and meditate upon it and see where we are not doing it well, because we don't have any excuse to say, this is a Western world. We remember the Jehovah Witnesses. They go around, they do it. One day I have to stop one of them and ask her, excuse me, did you have any special permission to be knocking around on people's door? Then she said no. So I learned from it. She said no, that what you do, you just go there, approach people, come through the main door, and if they are not ready to receive you, you just leave. You don't force yourself. I said, is that all? She said yes. So that is, we don't have any excuse not to preach the gospel. Praise the Lord. So let's look at it. Say, teaching and being taught is something we will experience for the rest of our lives, which is true. That's why we come to church. We receive teaching. Then we take the teaching back to our neighborhood, even at the place of work, even our children at home. We will always receive teaching. When we stop receiving teaching and teaching, is then maybe we are no more. Praise the Lord. So I pray that the Almighty God will enable us so that we'll be able to be truly ambassador for Christ in Jesus' name. Said Jesus taught people, Matthew 5:2.
One day, as he saw the crowd gathering, Jesus went up on the mountainside and sat down. His disciples gathered around him, and he began to teach them.
Praise the Lord. You know, if you look at it, that is the beatitude, the starting with blessing. You know, blessed are they that are poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. You know, so what the Bible passage is saying is that, you know, when we experience salvation, you know, that is the peak of it, you know, salvation. Because without salvation, we cannot even stand in the presence of God to even pray. You know, so that is the beginning of it. That is what the illustration here is telling us. That is what it is all about. You know, there's joy and sanctification and we are satisfied with ourselves because we have Lord Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior. So that is it. That is the illustration here. You know, that is the greatest experience we can experience. You know, when we no more live our life the way we want, when the Holy Spirit order our footsteps, when we don't just do things because we want to do it. Praise the Lord. So let's look at the next one, which is Matthew 7:29. Praise the Lord. He taught with authority and power. If you look at Genesis, you know, that is the power. His word carried power, you know. That is it. And the same power we have today. But because of fear, we are afraid to exercise that type of power. And even as we listen to this teaching this morning, I pray the Almighty God will enable us in Jesus' name. So let's look at the next one. He taught them in the synagogue. That's Matthew 13:54. Praise the Lord. That is the type of teaching we are going to receive this morning. He taught in the synagogue. Let's look at Matthew 2:13. If you are there before me, just read so that it won't be only Adeniyi that will be reading. Matthew 2:13. Praise the Lord. We can see now the people, they are eager to learn. Are we the same? You know, we should not be happy. Well, we should not be satisfied with what we know. We should be eager to learn more. You know, they followed him. They want to know more. Praise the Lord. We should be eager to know more about God. It says here in our bulletin, what did Jesus teach the people? Number one, about God, you know. Let's look at it. John 4:24. Praise the Lord. That we should worship God in spirit and in truth. You know, the spirit there is that, you know, when we receive the new birth, when we receive salvation. And the other, the second part of it, the truth, is now when we begin to live the biblical principles. That is worshiping God in truth, in spirit and in truth. You know, we know what we've already received Jesus Christ. Then what follows? We begin to study the Bible. We begin to listen to teaching like this. And we begin to study the Bible, read the Bible, pray. Then what next? The truth. We begin to live the biblical principles. Praise the Lord. So that is it. So the next one is how to enter the kingdom of God. Luke 9:11. Just read it. They are very, very short so that we'll be able to beat the time. No? Praise the Lord. He taught them about the kingdom of God. Some people now, they don't even believe that, you know, when we finish here, that all of us, we just go. They say, oh, I don't believe there's heaven. I don't believe there. Well, that is false doctrine. He taught us, you know, and that is why we have to go out to let people know that there are two ways to it, that they can either go through the narrow way or through the broad one. Praise the Lord. So the next one is Matthew 22:36-39. Praise the Lord. What the Bible is saying here, it's talking about total love for God. You know, when we love God sincerely, then God himself will empower us. Then we have the love for ourselves and even our neighbors. Praise the Lord. So that is it. You know, we devote ourselves to the love of Christ. You know, we serve him selflessly without thinking of what we gain or what to receive, for who will praise us or who will not praise us. Then after that, God himself will empower us. Then we receive the grace to love our neighbors just like ourselves, even to love ourselves. Praise the Lord. So the next one is how to pray, you know. That is a very popular one. We should be able to say that one by heart. Let's look at Matthew 5:21 to 48. Praise the Lord. As we can see, this passage is very long, but I want us to read it for emphasis. You know, some of us, we've forgotten the principle here, which is very important. I think we should go back home because of our time and read it and meditate upon it, you know. Basically, what it's saying is just to relate to each other with love and respect. It's very important because some of us, we've forgotten the principle. What does it say? Say when somebody slaps us on the, that we should turn the other one. How many of us can do that anymore? You know, we've forgotten. And that is the type of world we live in today. It may not be as directly as the Bible put it, but similar things happen. So what do we do? Do we just say, oh, because somebody has done something to me, I have to revenge? No. So it's very important, and that's why I wanted somebody to read, so that we remind ourselves again. But that is the purpose of our coming here this morning to learn. So let's look at Luke 11:1. Praise the Lord. You know, he taught us how to pray, you know, which is very important. You know, number 6, how to worship God. I think I've talked about that one. That one is talking about worshiping him in spirit and in truth. See, let's look at Matthew 24. We are not going to read it. Basically, what the whole Bible, the passage is talking about is that what will happen in the future, you know. That was the teaching on Mount Olive, you know, telling the disciple, telling us about the future, you know, talk about rapture, false prophet, nation against nation, you know, and we should be watchful. That is what Matthew 24 is all about, you know, telling us so that we not say, oh, because we are ignorant, we don't know. He taught us that this are the things that will happen. Are we not seeing it? Are we not seeing it now? They are happening. So we already know. So that is why it's very important, so that we learn the Bible, read the Bible ourselves, meditate upon it, and ask God to interpret to us. It's very important, so that there will be nothing we say, oh, Lord, I didn't know this. Everything is in the Bible for us to read. Praise the Lord. He taught about heaven. Matthew 13:11-52. Matthew 13. If you are there before Adeniyi, please read. Praise the Lord. You know, he taught about the kingdom of heaven. And that is very important, you know, because we have to know. Then about faith, Mark 11:22-24. Praise the Lord. What did the Bible ask us to have faith in? Have faith in who? In God. You know, we should always, when we pray, we should have faith. You know, believing even those things that, you know, humanly looking at it, that are impossible seems impossible, they are all possible with God. Faith is very important in this Christian race. We have to have faith, because if we don't have faith, you know, many things we hear here, we don't have. If we don't have faith, how can we carry it out? You know, when we just learn about how the Bible is telling us that we should love our neighbors, love our enemy, pray for those who even persecute us. And, you know, if without faith, we have to believe on what we hear. And that is the faith there. Is it about love? John 15:12-13. Let Godwin go. Praise the Lord. He taught about love, that we should love each other just the way he loved us. You know, just the love of Christ was unconditional. You know, he loved us even while we were yet sinners. He died for us. So that is the same thing today. We should not say, oh, I don't like, you know, say because somebody has done something to us, or somebody has offended us, that, oh, we don't even care whatever bad thing that can happen to the person should happen. No, that is not the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we should not believe in that one or even do that. So I pray that the Almighty God will help us in Jesus' name. So Jesus taught by examples and using illustrations. Let's look at Mark 33:34.
Mark.
Praise the Lord. You know, Jesus spoke in parables. He didn't do that to confuse us. No. He did it to challenge us to know this, the people who are sincere, who are genuine, who are seeking to know more about him. Remember the story of who can tell us a very good example from the Bible. It's a one king, then Prophet Nathan. Who will be able to tell us? David, you know, when Prophet Nathan went there, you know, he went there just, you know, and immediately he said something. You know, he remembered, oh, that's me. So the using parable is not to confuse us, just to see, challenge us to see. Do we even want to know more? It's a big challenge to all of us. He has not come to deceive or to confuse us. Praise the Lord. Let's look at John 13, 15. Praise the Lord. That's a big one. He has given us an example to follow. You know, we should do what? Can we say it loud? Are we afraid? We can do it. If we remember Acts 1:8, we can do it. We should do what? Do. Praise the Lord. I pray the Almighty God will empower us himself in Jesus' name. He said, who did Jesus teach? Who are they? People of diverse. Are we only to concentrate on people from our tribe? Are we only to concentrate on the women because they are stubborn? Are we only to concentrate on the men because they are gentle, they always listen? Do we concentrate on people on Christ's redemption alone? Who? Praise the Lord. We are to teach. Yes, we are to teach. We have to, like I always tell the women, anytime we do baby, when we pray for somebody who is expecting a baby, we always tell them that now you are a mom. Then the other qualification will be you are a pastor. And your pulpit can be everywhere. It can be in the kitchen. It can be in the bathroom. It can be in the toilet. It can be on the street, because as you are looking after the children, as you are driving them around, they will ask questions. So you are a preacher. So you have another qualification apart from a mom and a dad. So, and your pulpit can be anywhere. So we are to teach. We can't say I'm shy. I can be very shy too. So we don't have any complain. We have to do what Christ himself has taught us. So let's look at Hebrews 5:12. Read it out. Read it.
Principles of the foremost of God, and are become such as have made name of God and not of
God. Praise the Lord. This place is talking about those of us that, you know, we've been born again for a long time, we've been in Christ for a long time. We should not be afraid to teach, that we are to go out and teach. You know, when the Bible talk about milk and meat, you know, when the milk aspect is that when, as a newly born again Christian, you still receive the milk, you know. The meat is when you are a mature Christian and you do what the Bible says. That is the meat in it. So we don't have any excuse. We have to go and teach. We are all teachers. Praise the Lord. And God will enable us in Jesus' name. So I think this Matthew 28:18-20 will be our memory verse today, because it's very important. Just like I said, that anybody who is living or somebody who is dying, the last word is very important. People take it seriously. That's why people, they write will, and it become a legal document. So it is very important, and that is his last word to us. So I think we should go back to it and meditate upon it during the week. Go over it and read again. So let's go over it, and all of us will read together. It's very important, because nowadays, because we run a very tight schedule, we don't even have time to look at this thing. We just assume that we can't do it, and that is it. We can't do it because there's no time. The Bible is telling us this morning that we are all teachers. Praise the Lord. Matthew 28:18-20. Let's go. Praise the Lord. I pray the Almighty God will empower us himself in Jesus' name, so that we will have the boldness to speak in the school, in our neighborhood. We should not be ashamed to talk about Christ. Any question? We have 5 minutes so that we still have time to pray. There should be questions, because especially when we read Matthew 5:21-48, we should ask questions. It's better we ask questions now. You know the devil, when you just receive, especially when you go through Matthew 5:21-48 and meditate upon it, you know, the devil will always come and try us. So let's ask questions now so that we'll be able to understand it very well. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Remember what I said in Matthew 28. I said, total love for God will enable us. It will empower us. You know? I don't know, maybe it has happened to any of us here. You know, sometimes you make some phone call and after that you just feel bad, but you have to make it. You understand? How many of us, you know, somebody that is quarreling with you that you have to go there? I've been in that shoe before. You know, I have to go there just to make peace. I'll go. And the person will not want to see me, but I'll go. You know? And I will still go. God will empower us. That's what I said. I said, when we have love for Christ, you know, because he said, those who love me will do what? Will do my commandments, you know? We have to. Praise the Lord. You know, the love we are talking about here is that, you know, when you see something that is good, and you are in the position to help that person, you should still go ahead and do it. You know, say because this person has done this one to me, that is the type of law we are talking about. You will not block it. Like, we know something is going to happen that can cause death in the person's family. We should still go ahead to do whatever we can do to prevent it. Or if we are still in the position to help the person, we should go ahead. That is the type of law we are talking about. That is the type of law Jesus Christ had for us. God himself had for us, you know. His only son. How many of us, he begot lots of us from what? His only son. How many of us can do it? Praise the Lord. Any questions? Yeah, let us pray. Almighty Father, we thank you once again for what we have had this morning. Father, we ask, O Lord, for grace. We ask, O Lord, for power to do those wonders you have committed into our hand. By ourselves, Lord, we know we cannot do it. But, Lord, we ask this morning that you be merciful unto us, O Lord, and grant us the grace, O Lord, the power, the love we need, O Lord, so that at the end of it, Lord, none of these things that we've had will stand against us in Jesus' name. Father, we ask, O Lord, that even as we go into the week to meditate on those things that we have had this morning, I ask, O Lord, that the Holy Spirit will interpret to us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us be upstanding, please, as we prepare to worship God in our heart, in spirit, and in truth. May the Lord inhabit the presence and praises of his people. Amen.
There is none holy as the Lord. There is none.